You made it here. The weather is bad. You made it.
昨天天气很不好，今天大家还都能来。
Praise God. I saw many pictures from last night, celebration. Very thankful for that time that you were able to have together celebrating.
我也看到了昨天晚上我们一起开感恩活动的照片，我很高兴你们能够又这样聚在一起，这样庆祝。
How many of you like the holiday season?
你们中间有谁很喜欢这个过节的日子吗？
Yeah, you can go to the next slide. This is a, have you seen these pictures before?
你看见过这样的照片吗？
There's kind of this thing that Americans will do, especially they'll take their children to the mall shopping area, and they'll have Santa there, and they'll put their child on Santa's lap, and oftentimes the child will scream and cry.
在美国，你可以看到很多人喜欢在圣诞节的时候把他的孩子们带到这个商场里面去，然后商场里面的这个圣诞老人就会跟小孩一起照相。但是大多数时候，你就看见这种小 baby 在圣诞老人的怀里就在那大哭。
And so, holidays can be wonderful on one hand, and on the other hand, they can be very tiring.
这个节日季节很在一方面来说是很美好的，但是另外一方面来说又让人很身心俱疲。
I had a Chinese student at the University of Buffalo just recently say he doesn't like Chinese New Year. It's too tiring. You have to see too many people. It's too tiring.
我认得的中国学生往往跟我说他们不太喜欢过中国的春节，因为春节过程中太累了。
Or if you're in China and you go home for Chinese New Year and you're not married yet, what do people say? Do you have a boyfriend?
在中国的年轻人过春节的时候，要是你还没有结婚的话，回家的时候，大人们总是会，亲戚们总是会问你有男朋友吗？你有女朋友吗？
Or maybe you're married but don't have your children, they say. When are you going to have children?
如果你没有孩子的话，别人就会问你们什么时候要孩子呀？
I've heard that in China you can rent a boyfriend to take home for Chinese New Year if you need.
在中国我甚至听说过有人在过春节的时候可以去租一个男朋友带回家去给大人看。
Yeah. Holidays, on one hand, they're wonderful, but on the other hand, they can be very tiring.
这个过节这个事情在一方面很美好，另外一方面又很让人疲惫。
If I'm being honest, recently, I'm just so tired from preparing for Christmas.
就我自己来说，我最近就非常的累，在准备这个圣诞节的过程中。
My wife, she's been running around for 3 weeks buying gifts for everyone and worrying if she's bought enough gifts, and she's tired, very, very tired too.
所以我的太太在过去整整三个星期都在到处奔走，跟家人买礼物。
So I think holidays are wonderful. We can have family reunions. We can give gifts, but these things oftentimes leave us tired.
节日虽然很好，我们可以跟家人团聚，然后可以买礼物，但是这些事情总让人很疲惫。
You know, I think this points us to our need for God. We need God in our lives.
所以我们这个时候就应该想到，我们是真的是需要上帝的。
You know, the solution to our weariness is not found in family reunions.
要解决我们这个疲惫的地方不在于家人团聚。
It's not found in giving gifts.
也不在于送礼物。
It's not found in Santa Claus.
更不在于这个圣诞老人。
Really, the solution is found in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
这个解决的方案只能是放在基督耶稣身上。
The hymn, there's a Christmas hymn called "O Holy Night." Do you know that one? "O Holy Night." I don't know how to say it in Chinese.
怎么说
？Yeah.
圣诞夜，圣诞夜。
Yeah, yeah.
这有一这么一个歌，一个 hymn.
Yeah. So I'll read the English words. I don't have the translation. It says the stars are brightly shining.It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. This is talking about how Christmas can solve the weariness found in our hearts.
这个歌大意就是说，这个圣诞节怎么能够在圣诞节里面怎么能够解决我们的身心的疲惫，就是在主耶稣那里。
And so, as we come to this passage in John this morning, I want to help us find the solution for weariness. Are you weary this morning?
所以，我觉得我们今天一起看这个约翰福音的第三章，就可以帮助我们解决这个在圣诞期间这个疲惫的这个问题。
And so we've already looked at the passage, and I wanted to look even more. Maybe we could read the passage again, or Ding can read the passage. And John chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. John chapter 3, verses 14 to 18.
现在我们再重新来练这么第三章这么一段。摩西在旷野怎样举舌，人子也必照样举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，而是要叫世人因他得救。
And right, as we come to this passage, I want to focus on verses 17 and 18.
我今天想着重要讲第17节和18节。
And as we come to this passage, I think it's important just for us to remember the context of John chapter 3, the context.
所以，但是我们之前要一起来看一看这个约翰福音第三章整个是在讲什么。
Really, the context of John chapter 3 is Jesus is talking with Nicodemus, who is a Pharisee or a religious leader.
这一章的一开始是讲耶稣跟尼哥底母的对话。他是尼哥底母，是一个法利赛人，而且是犹太人的一个宗教领袖。
And Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night, and he has questions for Jesus.
尼哥底母这个夜间来找耶稣，然后问他一些问题。
And he says to Jesus, "I know that you are a teacher," and he starts to have a conversation with him.
他很谦虚的向耶稣求教，他说耶稣，你是一个老导师，我想向你求教几个问题。
And then in chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
这个第三节里面讲，耶稣回答他说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
So Jesus starts to talk about the kingdom of God and the way one enters into the kingdom of God.
所以，耶稣这个时候就在讲神的国的事，而且人如何才能进入神的国。
And what he says is the only way you can enter in is by being born again.
他告诉尼哥德姆，这个唯一能够进神的国的办法就是要重生。
Verse 7, he says, "Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again."
第七节里面说到，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
And really, the way that we're born again is by believing in Jesus Christ.
人唯一能够得重生的办法，就是要信靠主耶稣。
And I think as we come here, another thing about the context.Of this passage in John 3 is the overall context of the book of John. What's the point? Why did John write this letter? Why did he write it?
另外一个我们要了解的就是整个约翰福音他要讲述的一个主要的内容。
And he wrote it because these are written to you so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing you might have life in his name.
大家可以看到这个三十一节。
Yeah, and so this is the whole point. As we come to chapter 3, as we look at the Gospel of John, the whole point of the Gospel, and even of chapter 3, of verses 17 and 18, is that we might believe in Jesus and have life in Him.
所以整个约翰福音要讲的，不管是这里还是后面，都是说我们一定要信靠主耶稣，才能够得进天国。
And so I think the big idea of this passage is this, especially as we come to the Christmas season, is that Jesus did not come to give us a new holiday, but he came to give us new birth.
所以我们今天的这个 big idea， 就我们要记住，就是耶稣降世不是要给我们一个新的节日，而是要让我们得新生命。
And so my prayer for you this morning is that you would have a renewed joy in Christmas and what Christmas means.
所以我今天希望大家都能够找到这个圣诞节的新的一个新的理念，然后在圣诞节里面可以得新生命。
And that you could share that with others.
你可以跟他人一起分享这个好消息。
And so as we come to chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, we're going to find three truths.
我们在17-18节我们可以找到三条真理。
That teach us about the true meaning of Christmas. And the first truth is this. Friends, embrace the mission of Christmas.
我们可以第一条就是要拥抱圣诞使命。
Yeah. What is the mission of Christmas? What do I mean by this?
圣诞的使命到底在哪里？
Well, if you look at the book of John, Jesus talks a lot about this idea of being sent. For I think it's 24 times Jesus talks about the Father sent me. The Father sent me.
在约翰福音中有20多次，这个约翰写到这个上帝差遣他的儿子来世间，这个差遣这个字。
Yeah. Verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order the world might be saved through him. So it's the whole idea that God sent his son.
他不断地说到，就像这里说到，神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，就是神差他的儿子到世间。
John 17:3 says this, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Again, this is a big idea in the Gospel of John.
这里又说到，认识你独一真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And God not only sent Jesus into the world, but then Jesus says, he is also sending us, verse 21, peace be with you, and as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
这里又说到了父怎样差遣了我，我就怎样，我就照样差遣你们。
And so at the very heart of who God is, our God is a God of mission. He has a purpose, and he sent his son into the world to save us from our sins.
所以我们了解上帝他是有一个使命的，上帝的使命就是把他的儿子差遣到世间，让他来拯救这个世界。
And not only then, now that as we place our belief in Jesus, Jesus says, not only has the Father sent me, but now so too I am sending you into the world.
所以耶稣就在这里说我的父亲怎样差遣我的这个使命，我现在要把这个使命用来差遣你们。
In Latin, they call this the Missio Dei, the God of mission, meaning Missio means mission, Dei means God. God of mission. God is a God of mission.
这个拉丁文里面有一个专门这样的词叫
Missio Dei, yeah.
就是上帝的使命。
Yeah. Even if you look at the New Testament, it's written by Paul, who was a missionary, writing letters to churches while he's doing mission work to them. It's missions is everywhere in the Bible.
所以关于这个使命，这个我们可以从新约中可以看到，新约里面的很大一部分都是像保罗写的书信，就是给各个就是他在做传教的过程中给各个地方的教会写的书信，所以这个他整个是要完成这个使命传教。
I heard someone say this week that the more they tell other people about Jesus, the more they feel close to Jesus because that's exactly what he did when he was on earth.
有的人会有这样的感觉，就是说当他向别人传福音的时候，他传的越多，他自己心中觉得就跟耶稣更加靠近，这正是耶稣想让我们做的事情。
And so many of you know, my family and I, we are missionaries. We served in China for 11 years, and now we're serving at the University of Buffalo, sharing the gospel with students there.
很多人都知道我们，我原来就是一个传教士，跟我的太太一起到中国住了11年，然后现在我在这个布法罗大学也做宣教的工作。
And so just recently we had a Thanksgiving party at our home and shared the gospel with students from China.
这是最近我们在家里过感恩节晚会，邀请来了很多中国学生。
But I don't. Do you notice someone here? Do you know who this is? Zhang Fengyue. 对不对？
可以看到这个 Jennifer 也在里面。
And so I think Jennifer is a great example of someone who's used her time in Buffalo to be on mission for Jesus.
所以我觉得，Jennifer 是一个非常好的榜样，一个好姐妹。她在布法罗这里就是实践她自己的这个使命。
So she's here getting a PhD in microbiology. Is that right? Biochemistry. I don't even know how to say biochemistry.
Jennifer 姐妹现在正在布法罗UB 读这个生化的博士学位。
She's studying proteins, right? Proteins.
她研究蛋白。
Wow, amazing. But really, if you get to know Jennifer, she's just so eager.To serve, to help, to share the gospel, to be involved here. She's like a missionary here in Buffalo.
所以我感觉Jennifer 姐妹她就像一个在布法罗的一个使徒，她用她所有的时间跟大家向别人传福音，然后奉献，然后侍奉。
So she invited many of the students here to our home. She was helping to invite them to our home.
这里很多学生都是 Jennifer 姐妹帮忙邀请到我们家来的。
We had another Christmas party. She played music and then shared the true meaning of Christmas with all the students in the room, many of them from all around the world.
以前在我家也有这个圣诞晚会，这个Jennifer 姐妹也会弹琴，然后跟大家分享这个圣诞节真正的意义。然后在座的学生有从世界各地来的。
Even she had to spend more time to finish her PhD, but she was very happy to because she knew I'm going to have more time to serve God here in Buffalo.
尽管可能这让Jennifer 姐妹可能要花稍微多一点的时间完成她的学业，但是她自己很高兴她可以在我们这里可以多待一段时间，可以在这里做更多的福音的工作。
Friends, just as God sent His Son into the world, so now He is sending us.To tell others about Jesus.
就像神差他的儿子到世间来，他也差我们去向别人传福音。
And so I've talked about Jennifer here, but I know many of you have the same heart to make an impact here. God has sent you to Buffalo, New York, and He has a purpose and a plan for you to be here, to be a light in this dark place.
我觉得不光是 Jennifer 姐妹，我想我们中间的每一个人，上帝都有都在你身上都有意识，让你到布法罗这个地方来，也是为了让你可以把福音广传开去。
I think you can have a special role in reaching the Chinese community here in Buffalo.
你们的使命可能就是把这个福音传到我们布法罗的中国人社区里面。
But you can be used by God to reach people at the university and people here in Buffalo that don't know Jesus. There's so many people here in America that need to hear about Jesus.
上帝可能也用你把这个福音传到学校里面，还有传到你身边的其他的，有很多美国人也不认识主耶稣。
And so my question is, who is God sending you to?
所以我今天这里一个问题就是，上帝派你去谁那里？
Or you can ask.Who did God send to you?
或者你也可以从另外一个方面问这个问题，就是说，上帝会把谁摆在你的面前，让你去传福音？
I love hearing Ding share about his testimony. His wife became a Christian first, and then you became a Christian later.
Yeah, 我也知道我这个我自己的那个这个见证，因为我的太太很早就变成基督徒，然后我过了好多年才变成基督徒。
But God God sent people to you to share with you.
上帝会把各种不同的人放在你的面前，让你去跟他分享主耶稣的好信息。
And so I want you to pray about this week. Who is God sending you to?
所以我想今这个星期我们祷告的时候，我们会先问上帝，谁会上帝你会把谁摆在我的面前呢？
So friends, point number one, embrace the mission of Christmas, the mission of it.
所以今天我们第一点就是我们要拥抱圣诞的这个使命。
Well, as we move on here, second truth that we learn about Christmas, friends, embrace the message of Christmas.
第二点是我们要拥抱这个圣诞的信息。
There's definitely a message found in Christmas.
圣诞节是肯定是有一个很重要的信息的。
What does it say in verse 17? For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Verse 18, for whoever believes in him is not condemned, right? So it's this idea of believing in Jesus Christ.
所以十八节说信他的人不被定罪，所以信这个字在这里是非常重要的。
And so when we think about the message, there's a few things I wanted us to look at. First of all, the message was told a long time ago.
第一点我想跟大家分享的是关于这个圣诞这个信息实际上在很早之前就被预言了。
In Isaiah 7:14, maybe Ding, you can read this in Chinese.
在以赛亚书七章十四节里面说到，因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
So this was written hundreds of years before Jesus came to earth. And the prophet Isaiah, the prophets were saying that the virgin's going to give birth and bear a son, and you will call his name Emmanuel, God with us.
所以以赛亚，我们都知道以赛亚书是在耶稣诞生之前几百年就写成的。所以以赛亚这个先知在这里预言到会，上帝会给你们一个童女怀孕生子，起名叫以马内利。
Isaiah 9:6, you can read this.
以赛亚书第九章也说到，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
And so again, Isaiah is talking about this child that will be born. And you have these special names, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is pointing to Jesus and his birth.
所以所有讲的在这一节里面讲的这些事情都是指的主耶稣说的。
And so this is part of the message of Christmas, and it was told a long time ago. This was God's plan to send his son.
所以以赛亚在这里讲了就是这个上帝要猜他的独生子这件事情很以后一定会发生。
A second part of the message of Christmas is that it's tender and transcendent.
另外一个重要的这个圣诞节的信息还有一个特点就是它很亲切但是又很超脱。
What do I mean? Tender because it's referring to a baby, born to a virgin.Into a family, in fully human form.
我说他这个信息很亲切的意思，就是说有一个这样一个婴孩会诞生，然后因为婴孩诞生这件事情都是对谁来说都是很亲切的一件事情。
Yet he's transcendent. He's the creator of all things. He's God the Son. So he's both of those. He's tender.And he's transcendent.
然后另外一点，这个事情整个来说是很超脱的，就是因为他是上帝的儿子降为人身，然后可以拯救世界，所以这件事情是有这种超脱的感觉在里面。
And it makes Jesus the only mediator. He's the only one who can now reconcile us to God.
而且这里也说到上帝主耶稣是唯一一个可以让我们与上帝和好的道路。
Yeah, and Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣这里在说到，我是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人可以到父那里去。
1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ Jesus.
提摩太书二章五节说，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
In the hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, that's in the notes, written by John Wesley, he says this, Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to you, the newborn king.
所以我想在这里念一下这个约翰卫斯理写的一首很有名的福音一个歌叫基督本有神形象基督原是永远王竟在末世从天降借童女生成人样神性穿上血肉体道成肉身何奥秘甘愿做人同人住以马利类是耶稣听啊天使高声唱荣耀归于新生王
Yeah, so here we see that song talking about the tenderness and the transcendence of Jesus Christ and how he has become the only mediator between God and man.
所以在这个曲子里面，我可以就可以看到这个写出了这个耶稣的这个亲切和这个同时又超脱的感觉，而且写耶稣是我们和神中间唯一的中保，只有通过耶稣，我们才能够进神的国。
And lastly, as we think about the message of Christmas, we need to trust in the message of Christmas. We need to trust in Jesus Christ.
最后，我们要说第三条关于圣诞节的信息，就是我们一定要信任主耶稣。
And so, another word for trust is to believe. In English, trust or believe. And the word believe, if you go into the book of John and do a word study, the word believe is repeated 98 times.
So, 我这里用的这个 trust 这个词跟 believe 这个词是都是相信的意思。在如果你看一下约翰福音里面关于 believe 这个相信这个词用了多少次，一共用了94次，你会发现。
John, if there's one thing that John wants you to get when you read the Gospel of John, it's believe, believe, believe.
你可以看到，如果你读约翰福音的时候，你会发现约翰真的是想告诉你，一定要真心相信，就是 believe 这个词。
Yeah, John 1:12, but to all who received him, believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他的，就是信他名的，神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
John 3:36, but whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him.
信子的人有永生，不信子的人没有永生。神的震怒也藏在他身上。
Right. So John, when he's talking about belief, he's talking about receiving, he's talking about obeying. In other parts of John, he talks about believing is drinking, believing is eating. There's a real depth of meaning to belief. It's not just in our mind, it's with our whole self that we believe and trust in God.
约翰在福音书里面经常讲到相信的意思就是要真正接受然后相信也是要服从然后他同时又讲到了相信还有一个就是像我们吃饭和喝水一样就是要用全身来体验这个相信的意思
Do you know what this is? Have you ever seen one of these stools before?
你们有没有看见一个像这样的小凳子
I want to share an embarrassing story that happened to me in China. I have many embarrassing moments. I lived in China for 11 years, and I had many embarrassing stories in China.
从这个凳子上面，我想到了我一个在中国的一个让我很出丑的一个事情。 我在中国住了十一年，有其实有很多次我都很出丑的事情，我想跟大家讲一下。
Oftentimes, when you live in another culture, embarrassing things can happen. So I don't. Maybe you've had embarrassing things happen to you here in America. I don't know.
往往一个人如果住在刚去另外一个文化国家生活的时候，会有很多让你窘迫的事情发生。我想你们可能到美国来也有过出丑的事情。
Well, I call this my dumpling story. Have you heard my dumpling story? Chinese dumpling story.
你有没有听说过我一个关于中国吃饺子的一个故事？
Well, one day I was at the Suzhou University. I had met some students there, two students, and I wanted to share the gospel with them.
我在苏州大学的时候有一次碰见两个学生，我想向他们分享福音。
And I met them, and they invited me to go eat Chinese dumplings with them.
这两个学生就邀请我跟他们一起去吃饺子。
And so I met them by the gate of Suzhou University, and we walked to this dumpling restaurant, and we came into the restaurant, and they had these stools in the restaurant.
我在苏州大学门口跟这两个学生碰头，然后我们一起步行到一个饺子馆，然后这个饺子馆里面呢，他们做的东西都是这种小凳子。
And so we all sit down and start to eat our dumplings.
所以我们坐下，坐在凳子上面开始吃饺子。
So we had a 馄饨。
我们一起吃馄饨。
We had many kinds of 饺子 many kinds of dumplings.
而且还有不同种的北方饺子，还也吃馄饨。
We had vinegar.
我们有醋。
We had soy sauce.
酱油。
We had some.Chili, 辣椒 and so we're sitting there, and we're sitting on these stools together, and I start to talk with them about Jesus.
所以我们当时就一边坐在这个凳子上面吃饺子，我一边就向他们开始分享福音。
And there's a verse in Ephesians 2:8-9. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself is the gift of God, so that no one would boast."And so I started to talk to them about the word faith. Faith.
所以我就这里跟他们讲到了以弗所书二章一个，我就开始跟他们讲这个信心这个概念。
And so I started to share with them, faith is like sitting in a chair. Sitting in a chair.
我就跟他们讲这个信心这个东西就好像我们坐在一个凳子上。
For me to look at that chair and believe that it'll hold me is one thing, but it's not true belief.
我看这个凳子，我相信这个凳子可以支撑我，它不会垮掉，这是一种信心，但不是我要讲的信心。
Real belief is when you sit down in the chair.
这个最大的信心是我可以坐在凳子上。
And when I said that, the stool broke.
当我坐在那个凳子上面的时候，凳子垮掉了。
True, it's true. And my leg went up.
我的腿，我四脚朝天。
And the 馄饨, the 饺子, the 醋, and the soy sauce went all over me. The table fell, everything fell to the floor.
当我从这个凳子上跌下去的时候，那个整个桌子都翻掉了，然后桌上的饺子、醋这些东西全都飞到天上。
And so I was in shock.
我真的是很诧异。
And my friends, they were in shock. They were embarrassed. Everyone was embarrassed.
所以我的朋友，连我的朋友都为我感到难堪。其他的餐馆里面的人都很惊讶。
And I wasn't able to finish telling them the gospel.
所以我就没有跟他们把这个福音我想讲的东西讲完。
And so my advice to you is if you ever use that illustration about belief, be careful of the kind of chair you're talking about.
所以我想这里跟大家的告诫就是说，如果你想跟别人讲说这个坐在凳子上这件事情是就是用它来比喻信心的时候，你要好好考虑一下，你要先看一下这个凳子到底是不是很结实。
It was a disaster. It was very embarrassing.
那真的是一个很让我非常窘迫的事情。
But what's my point? What's my point? What are you believing and what are you trusting in your life? What are you trusting in?
我想问问大家，你在你的生活中到底信任谁，相信谁？
Yeah. And that's my application question for you this week. What are you trusting in?
对，这个星期给大家应用问题是，就是你想一下，你到底信任谁？
Christmas is an invitation to trust and believe in Jesus Christ.
圣诞节的意义就是它给我们一个邀请，让我们来相信主耶稣。
It's an invitation to come to the baby born in Bethlehem and believe in him.
它是一个邀请，邀请我们在这个在伯利恒降生的这个婴儿身边，然后全然相信他。
And unlike this stool that broke,
不像这个凳子，它可以垮掉。
And embarrassed me.
而且让我难堪。
Jesus Christ won't break underneath you.And you won't be embarrassed by believing in him.
不像这个凳子，主耶稣他永远都不会跌倒，不会让你感到难堪。
So what are you trusting in? Are you trusting in your abilities?
你到底相信什么呢？你相信你自己的能力吗？
Are you trusting in your own efforts?
你相信你自己的努力吗？
Are you trusting in your career?
你相信你自己的这个职业发展吗？
See, all those things are good, but they can't hold you. They'll never satisfy you.
所有这些东西都是在他们本身都是挺好的，但是你不能依靠他们，因为他们随时都有可能垮掉。
So Christmas is an invitation to believe in Jesus.
所以圣诞节的意义就在于它是一个邀请，让你来相信主耶稣。
And when you do, Jesus says you will become born again.
当你这样做了的话，主耶稣告诉我们，你就会获得重生。
Well, as we move on here, we learn a third truth about Christmas, and what we learn is this: embrace the magnitude of Christmas.
最后一个我们要讲的就是我们要拥抱圣诞节的这个宽广度。
And when I say magnitude, I'm talking about Christmas is about God's love for the whole world.
我想要讲的这个广度的角度是说，上帝是要，是要让这个圣诞的信息传到整个世界。
Not just the Western world, not just America, but Christmas is all about God's heart for the whole world.
不仅仅是要把这个信息传到西方世界或者美国，而是要让这个信息传遍地极。
If you look at John chapter 3, even John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world."That he gave his only son.
这个约翰福音三章十六节写到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
所以十七节又讲到，神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人罪。所以这里经常讲到就是世人就是全世界。
You see, at the heart of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation,You learn very quickly that God has a heart for the whole world, all peoples, all nations, all languages, all cultures, and Christmas is a holiday for the whole world.
所以你如果了解圣经的整体信息，从创世纪一直到启示录的话，你就会发现上帝对这个救赎的这个是要把这个救赎传到全世界。
And even if you look at Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 10, it talks about this, how the whole world will come together to worship Jesus. Maybe you can read it.
这个启示录七章九节是说让全世界的人都一起来敬拜上帝。此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，就是从各国各族各民各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
So we see that the Bible is just making it very clear that Christmas, the message of the gospel is for the whole world.
所以圣经里面讲得很明白，这个圣诞节的含义就是是圣诞节的这个信息是给全世界听的。
This is another fun picture of our ministry at the University of Buffalo. We do a lot of ministry to students from India.
所以，这里大家可以看到，这是另外一个我们在一起开，一起传福音的一个聚会。可以，我们有很大一部分学生都是从印度来的。
And so, does anyone know what this holiday is? It's called Holi Festival.
大家知不知道这个节日是一个什么节日？这是印度的一个节日，叫
Holi.
Holi.
Yeah.
Holi 节。
And so basically, there's a lot of things that you do, but you throw colors on people for this holiday.
这个节日印度人会做很多事情，但是有一个最出名的事情就是他们会把这些有颜色的粉末互相撒在对方的身上。
And it's very fun, actually. It's very fun.
这真是一个很有意思的活动。
And we do this to just welcome them and to learn more about their culture, so that we can.Share the gospel with them ultimately.
我们这样做的意思就是说，我们想更了解一下印度的风俗，所以可以更好的向他们传福音。
But my point is that this holy festival, it's really only a Indian holiday or for people that are Hindus, you know, it's just for India really.
所以我想说的是，这个我们过的这个一起在这里照片上过的这个印度节日，这个节日只有印度教的人他们才会过。
Or Thanksgiving, really? Thanksgiving is really only an American holiday.
感恩节我们经常感恩节只是一个美国人的节日。
Or Chinese New Year, really, it's mostly for people in Asia. It's not become a huge holiday in America or other countries yet.
就像中国的春节主要是在东亚，很多国家的人过，但是在美国实际上并没有什么人过春节。
But Christmas, in many ways, is different. Christmas is an invitation to the whole world to come and believe in the baby that was born in Bethlehem.
而圣诞节的意义不一样。圣诞节就是一个这样的邀请，让全世界的人都来一起在这个伯利恒的婴儿面前敬拜神。
And so the question I have for us is.What role can you play to help take the message of Christmas to the world?
所以我这个应用信息就是说，你如何能够帮助将圣诞信息传向全世界？
Maybe God has called you here, and He can help you, give you opportunities to share the gospel with people from around the world.
可能上帝是让你到布法罗这个地方来，让你可以跟从其他文化来的人分享圣诞信息。
I would encourage you to be praying for the world, praying for the people of the world.That need to hear the gospel.
我希望大家都可以一起为全世界的人祷告，希望更多的人听到福音。
In this church, I would encourage you to continue to give to missions and missionaries around the world that are sharing the gospel with people around the world.
我也希望大家能够更踊跃的给传教工作，捐献，让他们可以更朝更广的地方传播福音。
But that's something for you to think about this week. What is God calling you? What role can you play in helping share the message of Christmas to the world?
所以我希望大家这个星期都能想一下，你如何能够帮助将圣诞信息传向世界。
So we learned three things. Number one, embrace the mission of Christmas. Number two, embrace the message of Christmas. And thirdly, embrace the magnitude.Of Christmas.
所以我们今天学到了三件事，第一个是要拥抱圣诞的信息，第二个是要拥抱圣诞的使命，最后一个我们要把要帮助把圣诞节的信息传向世界。
So, are you tired? Are you weary? My hope is that as we come to Christmas time this year, you can find joy.In the meaning of Christmas.
如果你往往在圣诞节期间感到很疲惫的话，我希望今天听了我的道以后，我们可以一起在圣诞节里面找到新的信息和新的能量。
Jesus did not come to give us a new holiday, but He came to give us new birth.
我们要记住，耶稣降世不是为了给我们一个新节日，而是要为给我们新生命。
And just as Jesus came the first time, we call this Advent. He came the first time. He came as a baby. We know that He's going to come again.
我们知道耶稣降生是他第一次来，我们确信耶稣还会再来。
And so, as Christians, we we wait for his coming return. We anticipate his second coming.
作为一个基督徒，我们都在切切的盼望耶稣的第二次降临。
And in Revelation 21:6, it says at the end, behold, I am making all things new. When Jesus comes the second time, he's going to wipe away our tears, and he's going to make all things new.
这个启示录二十一章讲到，当耶稣再来的时候，他会擦干我们所有的眼泪，他会给我们一个新天新地。
And so, my prayer is that you could continue to anticipate and look forward to his second coming.
所以我希望大家都为耶稣的再来而祷告。
So let me pray for us.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for Christmas. Thank you for the truth of Christmas.
天父，我们感谢你给我们一个圣诞节，也感谢你在圣诞节里面给我们传达的真理。
And I pray that we would place our hope and trust in Jesus Christ.
我真心希望我们能够将我们的希望和信任放在主耶稣身上。
I pray that you would give us your joy and peace in our lives.
我们期望你能给我们喜乐和平安。
And Lord, help us to share that joy and peace to the world around us.
主啊，也让我们能把这个喜乐和平安跟全世界分享。
Father, thank you for sending your Son into the world.
主啊，谢谢你遣你的独生子来到世间。
And we ask that you would send us to the people that you want us to love and reach.
也求你将我们能够差遣到我们希望我们爱的人和我们希望能够接触的人那里去。
And we thank you for this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.